This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, the violent, radical, racist left has put a chilling effect on free speech, and the bullies in the Democrat Party have bullied conservatives out of wearing Trump hats. Caitlin Bennett went out and investigated to find out why people are afraid of wearing a Trump hat.
I've heard people like say that they're going to rip it off my head. Like, it's ridiculous. Feel unsafe wearing that hat in public? Oh yeah, I've heard people like say that they're gonna rip it off my head. Like, it's ridiculous. People don't want to hurt
people. The signs that people are holding over there are like not even like close to what's like going on right now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's stuff that he said when he wasn't even president, and stuff that everyone has like done in their childhood.
Right.
Like, it's stuff that makes no sense.
And I thought maybe they'd, you know, get some sense after, you know, everything came out with the Russian collusion, where there's nothing, but, you know.
Do you ever wear your red hat in public?
Yes, I got it tonight, so heck yeah, I'm going to wear it in public.
Are you a little scared with all the things that happened?
A little scared because I know that people would not say some of the things that they said to me tonight or treat me the way that some people have treated me if I didn't have the hat on. So tolerance, people, tolerance.
Thank you.
What you preach.
Do you ladies feel uneasy when you're wearing your red hats in public?
Of course. Today's the only day I would wear it out downtown here. Otherwise, I feel like we would be spit on, attacked, you know, yelled at. But today is safety in numbers.
Oh, yeah. If I put anything on my yard signs or anything, I would have bricks thrown through my windows. There's no doubt. Yeah, we're like, we have to be closet case people. So it is really the silent majority. The silent majority, because they're so bad.
Isn't it funny they say that Trump supporters are the violent ones, but yet you ladies feel safest around a group of Trump supporters?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's why I won't walk back to my parking garage with this on unless I have somebody with me. And police nearby, because we would definitely get accosted, there's no doubt.
Do you feel unsafe when you go out in public with your MAGA hat?
Yes, I do.
You shouldn't have to feel like that, though. Hi, Instagram. Do you guys feel uncomfortable when you go out in your Trump hats?
No. I feel a little on edge. I wouldn't say uncomfortable. I feel like
I own one, so I haven't attempted it yet.
All right, well, let me know how it goes. Do you wear MAGA hats?
I do not.
Okay, so you wear MAGA hats. Do you ever feel uneasy in public when you have it on?
Absolutely, I do, yes. It's a very hostile political environment we have here.
What's that have to say to the side that says they're tolerant and anti-violence and loving?
I would say it's very hypocritical from that side to say, to make those claims and then behave the way they do.
I mean, I'm a libertarian. That's what I identify as. But still, you know, I think the principles remain the same. It should be the same standard for everybody. So,
especially to profile someone based on what they're wearing or their appearance and assume their ideology or their political beliefs and then act aggressively or hostile towards them, it's a little intolerant.
I think that's kind of the slippery slope that's going on. I don't think it's fair to, like, your average citizen. I don't think anybody should be, like, ostracized by their political beliefs. I think everybody should be able to feel safe.
Does that make you scared to go in public? Does that make you kind of just look over your shoulder a little bit?
Honestly, no, because from the turnout today, thousands of people are here, and even more are not able to make it in. And I know we have such a strong community that is willing to support, and even with this whole incident that's coming up, I think that people are supporting, people are standing up and feeling more freedom and
so the full Caitlin Bennett report can be found at Infowars.com. She was out at the Trump rally in Grand Rapids talking to people. But, you know, again, it's like, just, you wear a Trump hat out, a radical leftist could come out and, you know, bonk you over the head or pour a drink on you. But you notice how leftists have no fear wearing a Bernie hat out, or a Beto shirt or putting bumper stickers all over their cars and bikes and everything. No fear from them. They're the bullies. They're the intolerant ones.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 tablets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, this is my, this is why it's so frustrating, because I'm telling you, they even trick me, man. I'm even tricked by the propaganda not to believe my own eyes sometimes, but it's like, leftists can go out, wear all their gear, put on all their bumper stickers, do all their crap, hats, Bernie hats, not a care in the world, Beto t-shirts, not a care in the world, Bernie stickers and Hillary stickers and Beto stickers and all the stickers they put on their car, no worries about their cars getting their tires slashed or windows smashed in or anything like that. But if you're a Trump supporter, you put on a Trump hat, there's a likelihood that you're going to get accosted, harassed, or assaulted. You put a Trump sticker on your car, there's a chance your car is going to get its tire slashed or windows bashed in. And so, you know, and this is where, again, it comes to the formula I was talking about. So if the left can't even realize, if these people can't even realize how they are the racists, how they are the intolerant ones, how they are the violent ones, I mean, everything, they're the bigots, they're hateful. They're miserable. They add to climate change probably somehow, just because everything else they accuse us of doing, they're guilty of. So they're probably the ones causing climate change in one shape, way, or another. I don't know how, but that's just the formula. So that's the thing. It's like, because I want to bring people together. I want to be able to make America great again, and that's going to take all of us. But it's like, if you just deny the sky is blue, if you deny the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, if you deny that water is wet, I mean, what can I do? And so then when you reach that level of philosophical acceptance that these people cannot live in or accept reality, now you have to change your approach entirely. I mean, how do you deal with somebody like this? Because there's two different things happening right now. There's the one instance where we deal with these people like we would treat a 5-year-old or like we would treat a mentally handicapped person, which is, you know, we understand you have a mental handicap, and so we're patient and we're tolerant and we're loving and we're peaceful and we're accepting. We understand you have a mental disorder, you're mentally handicapped, and so we want to, you know, we're patient, we're tolerant, we love you. And so that's kind of how we treat these people right now. But we're trying to give them the opportunity to see the light. We're trying to give them the opportunity for a breath of fresh air. We're trying to give them the opportunity to just be real, to just live in reality, just accept facts for what they are. Like, the left is violent, not conservatives. But if they're not going to do that, then what do I do? What do I do intellectually and philosophically to move on to victory? What do we do? Do we continue to treat these people like mentally impaired people? Like people that genuinely have mental disorders? Like Down syndrome and other such things? where we're very loving, we're patient, we're tolerant, we understand a situation. That's how we're treating them right now. Or do we finally take a step back and realize that these people are an imminent threat to this country, to themselves, to everything? And I'm just kind of reaching that crossroads right now, and I'm just like, and really I just need to forget it and just move on and cover this news. But when I get these blockades in my head, it's just like, because I know I'm not the only one that feels this frustration. And I know that people tune in to the Alex Jones Show as a hub, as a conduit, to kind of get on the same frequency and then move through space and time together towards the ultimate goals. But, I mean, we got to figure out what to do with these people, man. Because it's only about to get worse for 2020. All right. So just let me... Here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to try to just put this in the back of my mind and move on to some news here. But, folks, we've got huge specials happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It is the spring super sale. And I know for a lot of people, the weather has finally turned for the better. Definitely here in Austin, once you can get over those damn allergies that... the cedar and the oak and everything that's down here in the pollen is just blasting us with. But it's finally spring weather here, so we've got the spring super sale. Free shipping site-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping site-wide. 60% off bodies, 60% off BrainForce Plus, 55% off Survival Shield X2. Check out all the rave reviews for those products. But if you're not into supplements, we've got household items. We've got toothpaste, Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got shampoo and body wash from Emrex Essentials at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got toothbrushes. We've got Survival Gear. We've got Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel right now, which is the best thing since sliced bread. So whenever the next best thing comes out since Super Silver, it'll be the next best thing since Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. And then there's T-shirts and hats, all kinds of different survival gear, water filters, air filters, which I'm a big fan of. The Turbo Force, people love it. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I put it in my water every morning as part of my morning routine. The Super Mel Vitality, people love that. The protein bars are literally selling off the shelves. They're so popular. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got free shipping site-wide right now. At InfoWarsStore.com, your support at InfoWarsStore.com today keeps us on air tomorrow, which is important because, as you know, we're Tomorrow News Today. Tomorrow's News Today started right here. All right. I've got Amanda Silin coming up, part of the InfoWars Army that was out in Houston. We'll be talking to her at 12:30. Del Bigtree is going to be joining me on the phone at 1 to talk about the latest vaccine news, where they're just continuing to push this medical tyranny. And then Mike Adams will be taking over the fourth hour today of the Alex Jones Show. But, you know, there is an issue right now that remains. See, and that's what I'm saying, too. Like, how can you not? See, I can't get over this blockade today. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get over this. Because it comes back to every issue. There's the left keeping the problem from being solved. Every freaking time. See, for example, they sit here and they cry, family separation at the border, children in cages. And then out of the other side of their mouth, there's no emergency at the border. Really, because you were just crying about kids in cages. You were just crying about family separation. But now there's no problem at the border, huh? Okay, so I guess there's no kids in cages, there's no family separation. Well, yes, there is. There absolutely is, and it's all Trump's fault. Okay, so there's a national emergency. There's a crisis at the border. No, there's not. That's manufactured by Trump. Like, literally, Trump doesn't even have to do anything or say anything, and they could have an argument with themselves over Trump. That's it. Perfect. Like, that's it. Kids in cages. Family separation at the border. Oh, so there's a national emergency at the border? There's no national emergency at the border. Trump manufactured that. Really? You just told me there were kids in cages and families separated. Yeah, Trump put kids in cages and separated families. Trump did that. Okay, so there's a national emergency. No, there's not. It's manufactured by Trump. This is the leftist logic. It's just perennially circular, and you can never solve any issues. So what happens? Over 100,000 illegal crossings in March. That's records from decades ago. We're setting that record. Now you've got caravans forming in Honduras. They're coming up this way. Univision anchor says border agents dodging rocks is cheaper than a wall. Oh, that's nice. So just have our border agents just get, you know, rocks thrown at them and treated like garbage. That's cheaper than a wall. But you know what else? You know what a wall is cheaper than? The hundreds of millions of dollars illegal immigration costs this country. A wall's cheaper than that, which is actually, when it's all said and done, billions and billions of dollars. But see, this is what happens. They open up the border, disease breaks out, and then they can bring in their medical tyranny. They open up the border with the welfare state, suck our economic system dry, collapse the economic system, then they can have economic tyranny. So you see what the open border is doing? It's giving the left medical tyranny, and it's giving the left economic tyranny.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I promise I'm going to try to get over this blockade I have right now, but here's the analogy. I know where we could go. I know all the victory we could have. I know all the glory written into our destiny. But these people are in the way. And look, we're dealing with it. We're being patient. But like, if you don't get out of the way, you're going to get run over. Now, you're trying to run over us, but you don't have near the power you think you do. You've got a bunch of stolen bureaucratic power. Outside of that, not much. Your Hollywood influence is losing, your political influence is losing, and your political talking points have no basis in reality. So, understand something. It's like you're driving down the highway, and somebody's going 50 miles an hour in the fast lane on a 75 mile per hour interstate. And you just want them to get out of the way. You know? Just get out of the way. Just get out of the way. But I'll tell you, I'm not a violent person. I'm not calling for violence. But when it comes to human psychology and when it comes to survival instincts, if you don't get out of the fast lane soon, we'll get you out. And I don't want it to be like that. I just want you to get out of the fast lane so that we can drive past you and into the future. You can sit back and continue to go slow and develop slowly and not get to our destination until it's way too late. Fine, that's your choice. But get out of our way. Get out of our way. We've got places to go, okay? You're in our way. We want to be great. We want to lift up humanity. You're in our way. And we're going to be kind, and we've been tolerant. We've been tolerant of all the political corruption with the fake Russian collusion. We've been tired of all the media. We've been patient with all the media corruption, them lying about Donald Trump, lying about Trump and conservatives, saying they're racist bigots. We've been tolerant with all the violence that you guys have engaged in the street. We've been tolerant with all of it. But I'm telling you, get out of our way, or we'll get you out of our way. That's not a threat. That's just how this works. That's just how this breaks down. Okay? Just get out of our way. That's all we ask. Get out of our way because we want to save this country from a collapsing border. Get out of our way because we want to save this country from socialism. Get out of our way because we want to save this country from mainstream media lies. Just get out of our way, or we'll move you out of our way. And I think that Trump is on that same level right now, dealing with this bureaucratic mess that he has up there, and all these traitors in Congress that he thought were his friends. I think Trump's about to have this same realization, you know, I've been waiting for you to get out of the fast lane, but you're not doing it, so guess what? I'm getting you out of the fast lane now. And we're pushing the pedal to the metal. And we're leaving you in the dustbin of history. Yeah, thank you. Get out of the way. Yeah. We're moving to the front of the pack. We're ready. We're leaders. We're winners. We're the elite. We're moving to the front of the pack because we operate at light speed. We operate at love speed. You don't even operate. So, they want to bring medical tyranny and economic tyranny to America by collapsing the southern border, and it is working. It is working. I hope we don't let them do it. Now, let me just focus for the remainder here, because I've had this blockade, and I hope I've gotten everything out now, and I can just pile into this news. Bill de Blasio declares health emergency, orders measles vaccinations in Williamsburg. So now they're issuing curfews if you're not vaccinated. They're telling you you can't go in public if you're not vaccinated. They're fining you if you're not vaccinated. And now they're saying it's an emergency if you don't have your vaccination. I mean, this is medical tyranny walking. Of course, there's no logic. Again, a five-year-old would be able to understand this common sense and logic. If you've been vaccinated to protect yourself against this disease, you wouldn't care if I had it. But you see, it's not about that. It's about control. It's about control. That's what it's really about. City mandates vaccinations for children and adults or face $1,000 fine. Who told you that was coming? InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. New York City Health Department puts yeshiva schools in Williamsburg on notice. Allow unvaccinated students in at own peril. I think they're running a medical test right now. I think the people of New York are guinea pigs, like black people were guinea pigs in St. Louis when they sprayed them with radioactive chemicals, like black people were guinea pigs when they tested them with a syphilis vaccine. I think right now, specifically, this Jewish community in New York is being used as guinea pigs, but overall the state of New York, too. Anti-vaxxer parents hold measles parties to deliberately give their kids the deadly virus to get immunity rather than take the MMR shot. Absolutely. It's safer. It's more effective. And it doesn't have the negative side effect of potential Guillain-Barré syndrome. Washington Post says teen in viral video can't show defamation nor anti-Trump bias. So, yeah, you know, the mainstream media and the Washington Post just lies about the Covington Catholic children through their teeth. They continue to lie. They say they approached the Native American. That was a lie. I mean, the list just goes on and on. They say they got in his face. That was a lie. They said they were engaged in taunting him for having a Native American chant. That was a lie. I mean, just all of it. Just lie, 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 lie. And then they get caught in all their lies and they say, well, we're allowed to lie. Oh, I'm sorry. No, they said you can't prove any defamation. No, what they're saying is we're allowed to lie. Go F yourself. Good to know where the Washington Post stands on integrity and journalism. Documents detailing Google's new blacklist show manual manipulation of special search results. This is from the Daily Caller. And again, we told you this. I would execute this live on air and show you how they're doing this years ago. So just another example, InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. Google's founders haven't shown up at its weekly town halls this entire calendar year. And this is interesting. Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin have yet to make an appearance at any of the company's weekly TGIF town halls in 2019. And it's something they used to do regularly. They also canceled the AI, I guess it wasn't really a summit, but it was kind of an AI meeting group. I forget what they called it, an AI board or integrity board or something. Guys, this is going to bother me. We find out what the name of that board is, but basically it was an AI board that made sure that at Google the AI didn't get out of control and they were, you know, monitoring any reasons to be worried about ethics or integrity or whatever. Well, they just canceled that. So Google's just blatantly involved in censorship. Google's working with China. Google's spying on you. They're not even doing the right things to keep the AI under control anymore. The ethics board on the AI got shut down. It was around for like 2 weeks. They said, oh, ethics? We can't have that. We got to roll out the AI. We can't do ethics. Google and ethics don't belong together unless you say Google has no ethics.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. and that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you get?
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, April 10th, 2019. Owen Troyer filling in. I'm about to be joined by some great members of the InfoWars Army. We've got my friend Thomas, who I guess went all the way to Houston to be a part of this, normally is operating here in Austin, and then Chris and Amanda with him as well. So, actually, guys, do we have a clip of that video where that white girl came over and was throwing a fit over the "It's okay to be white" sign? Do we have a clip of that? Let's go ahead and roll this clip real quick. So this is the InfoWars Army Houston. They went out and did an event at a bridge, and a radical leftist commie came up and didn't like the "It's okay to be white" sign. So there she is. It's not okay to be white. Literally, she says it's not okay to be white.
Why is it not okay to be white?
So jump off the bridge. The bridge is right there. She might as well just jump off.
So my family came from Mexico. That doesn't make it right.
Okay, but does it make it wrong?
Her family came from Mexico? Boy, that's one of the least brown-looking Mexican people I've ever seen. But it doesn't even matter. I could go out and sit in the sun all day and be burnt red to a crisp. So what? If I look like a crustacean, am I are you anti-crustacean now? Because I look like a lobster? All right, so there's the video. You can find the full video at Infowars.com. And I know that you guys also shared it on Infocoms.org. So, okay, so I didn't even know about this. And this is the amazing thing about Infowars Army. Because sometimes, and I know I've run into you, Thomas, sometimes where you guys will have an event. And I'll literally be driving down the road and just pop over and hang out with you guys for a minute. So what was the intent? It looked like you guys were over a busy bridge in Houston holding up signs.
Dallas Street Bridge, over 45.
Yeah, we were just trying to get out there and raise awareness for the Info Army and things like that, brother.
So, okay, yeah, there's a great shot of it right there. Oh, there's John Boy, too. Wow, that's great. You guys traveled all the way to Houston. So it's got an Infowars.com big old banner. And so one of the signs says it's okay to be white, and I guess that's what made this girl drive her bike up. And I mean, what was the deal with this girl? She drives her bike up, and she was literally that offended by an "it's okay to be white" sign.
Yeah,
she had rode up and started asking me, "What is this? What is this?" Thinking that it's just the ultimate form of white supremacy to just be okay with your skin color, and not judge other people based upon theirs.
And she's genuinely claiming that she's Mexican?
Yeah, well, she didn't look like it to me, and I grew up in Pasadena.
Well, whatever. Actually, that came here illegally.
Yeah, that too.
Wait, what was that, Amanda?
She said her family came here illegally. She said they were illegal for the first year, but now they are legal.
But hey, at least they're legal now.
So wait a second. So wait. This just happened, or she was born here? I'm confused. Did she go into detail on that?
No, it's all in the video.
See, here's my guess.
That they are illegal.
Look, I've dealt with these people enough, and I could be wrong about this girl. You guys are the ones that actually dealt with her, but I've dealt with these people enough to know their psychological makeup. She probably made all of that up. I bet her family's not even from Mexico. I bet she, because this is what they do. They lie about stuff. It's like why Elizabeth Warren claims to be an Indian. It's like why Beto O'Rourke claims to be Hispanic. They literally lie because they know their arguments have no foothold unless they're claiming to be from the identity that they're social justice battling for.
Right. It really reminds me of that South Park episode where it's like, I'm 10% victim. How many percentage victim are you?
You know, anybody that makes a South Park reference when I'm on air, I'm a big fan of that. And that is a classic. That is a, I found out I'm 10% victim. I'm 8% victim. Yeah, that's where these people are at. I mean, that's literally where these people are at. And what they're seeing now is their whole reality is breaking down around them with people like Candace Owens. I mean, I was going through, I don't even remember what I was searching on something on Twitter, just some hashtag, and it was like all black Trump supporters, just like thousands of them tweeting. And I'm like, the media ignores this. They act like there isn't a black person on earth that likes Trump. And if there's one, they call him a race traitor. That's the most racist thing I could ever see. I mean, does this woman realize that she's the real racist, the one that came up to you guys?
Well, I don't think she did realize that, honestly. And while we were out there holding the sign saying it's okay to be white, I was on the megaphone preaching Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream that all men are created equal, no matter what skin tone you are, we're all Americans.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I actually want to highlight something positive about this video. She comes up to you guys, and she's actually smiling when she comes up to you. Now, obviously, things kind of degraded really quick, and she ended up getting emotional, but that's better than kind of the deranged hysteria that we've witnessed from these people before.
Well, we got a little bit of that towards the end of that little deal we were doing out there. These two more deranged leftists came up. They wouldn't even talk to us. We tried to come over to them, and they were just standing out there for about 30 minutes calling everyone they could possibly think of in the city of Houston, like police officers, whatever, trying to get what we were doing shut down, and they weren't able to do it, and we eventually packed up and planned to be out of there by 7. And as we were going out there, they called some city official to come and talk to us, but that's a whole other deal. The point
so
is...
So you're telling... Hold on. They didn't just stop at police? They were, like, going up the line, like, who else can I call?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the president of the United States on the line. Sir, we support the president. Wow. Hey, who shot this footage? This is amazing footage, by the way.
That was me.
Great work with the HD footage and some of those shots where they're waving the flag. But get back, you were saying, well, now, wait a second. Did you capture the deranged leftists that came up afterwards, like Tom was just saying?
Yeah, I got a little video of them, a few clips. I haven't uploaded them anywhere, though.
Do we have it on HD, though?
I don't think it should be off, but I don't have it uploaded anywhere.
Okay, well, you guys can put that at Infocoms, and if people want to see that. Because you guys are posting quite frequently on Infocoms there. So what happened at the end? What with these deranged people that were trying to get you guys shut down? Did they just leave with their tail between their legs?
No, they stuck around until they made sure that we were gone. And I think in their head, like, we had already planned to leave, and we were just packing up our stuff. I think in their head, they thought that they got us kicked out of there because they were seeming... and they were taking pictures of my my truck and stuff, trying to look at her license plate. But
oh, that's an old tactic.
But to be fair, my truck is definitely something to take a picture of. So they may
not. You're not really hiding anything. I think you've got like 5 Trump flags on your truck that you drive around.
Yeah.
See, the craziest part about it all is when we were leaving, we ended up getting a photograph of their license plate, and she was like, "You're, what did she say, Thomas?"
Yeah, I went over to her because I was just like, well, I better make sure, for safety, I better take a picture of the license plate, something, in case something happens, at least know who they were. Because I can't find any of their information from that, at least I don't know how to. But if they did something, I could give that to the authorities. And when I took a picture of it, they just went, "He can do that? You can't do that. You can't take a picture of my license plate. What are you doing?" I'm like, "Well, you took a picture of mine."
No, that's what it is. It's like the bully who bullies somebody who's smaller than them for, like, years. And then finally, one day, the smaller person punches back and fights back, and the bully's, like, stunned. They're like, "What? What? You're fighting back? No, you can't fight back. I own you." And then they run away crying. So, but was there a flash flood warning when that liberal started crying on the bridge there? Did they warn?
Well, let me point something else out that was pretty interesting about that whole
thing. Well, wait a second. All right, pause right there as John Boy just pops into the picture there. How many InfoWars Army people do you guys have in this compound? All right, we got to take a break. There's another one! And Pastor Sam! I didn't even get invited to this party. What the heck?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-8444
844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
There's the beautiful HD footage shot by Amanda Silin right there in Houston, Texas. The InfoWars Army Houston added again, triggering the local leftists. It's always fun. They were going up the chain of command to try to shut down their free speech. Boy, that's just the average leftist these days. Hates free speech, total racist, just denies reality. Must be a sad state of existence. And so you can find the video at InfoWars.com. Leftist cries when confronted by "It's okay to be white" sign. It's really embarrassing, these people. But you'll notice a big difference when a liberal approaches a conservative versus when a conservative approaches a liberal. If you would have reversed the roles, guys, liberals would have been telling you, "Get off our bridge! Get out of here, commie!" It would have been like a totally hateful display. You guys were like, "Hey, whoa, what's your problem with the sign? Like, let's have a talk about this." I mean, I want to hear this from all three of you real quick. And then you guys did have an InfoWars product. I guess you were keeping the mosquitoes off of you out there. You got the Emmerich's Essentials BOA Bug Spray from InfoWarsStore.com. So none of you got bitten by any mosquitoes out there?
Certainly not.
Yep.
Well, that's huge.
I wasn't wearing it during this, man. But let me tell you, the mosquitoes are finally starting to come back out as it warms up. And every time I go for a walk, you know, I live near the Brazos River, so they're really bad. I spray this all over myself, all over my dogs. And, you know, we never get bit. And this works better than normal mosquito spray, I'll tell you that much.
You know what? Yeah. That's actually a great point. You know, it's all natural, totally organic ingredients, the bug spray from InfoWarsStore.com. So it doesn't have the DEET and all that stuff in there, which, by the way, I had friends that worked in bug spray plants. They have to basically get in hazmat suits, you know, when they're producing this stuff. And then you put it on your skin. But, yeah, it's safe for dogs, too. I mean, think about that. It's organic, safe for dogs, too.
Yeah, you know, they lick themselves. You know, you could... I'm probably eat this.
Let's not give them any ideas out there. Please do not eat the bug spray from InfoWarsStore.com live on air.
I don't see anything in it that would hurt you.
No, it probably. Well, no, I'm not saying that. Don't eat the bug spray. But let's get a comment though from everyone in the room, including others. I know that there's a whole InfoWars Army party going on. So if others want to comment, but why do you think that is? Why do you think when like a liberal approaches somebody that's a conservative at an event or something, the conservative wants to have a conversation, is welcoming, not hateful, not kicking them out, not silencing their right to free speech. When on the other side of the aisle, whenever I go to these events, I get kicked out, I get yelled at, I get called names. So why do you think there's that dichotomy? Why do you think there's such a different response to a political opinion that's different than theirs from a conservative and a liberal?
Well, personally, it's their cognitive dissonance is kicking really hard. And the thing is it's ideologies. Communist and socialist ideologies, the first thing that they try to do is silence your freedom of speech so you can't talk back. Because in the marketplace of ideas, capitalism and free market and the American dream, if you will, has actually produced far more than any other country the world has ever seen. And America is the sexiest country that has ever existed. And they're trying to bring it down. And I refuse to let that happen.
All right, Amanda, you've been really loud. Why don't we hear from you here?
Well, I believe they're simply just afraid of the facts. They're afraid to come out of the world that they live in. They don't want to hear what the real world is like. It's too much to take.
Yeah, you know, that is true. It is like they're afraid of the real world. And so instead of just accepting it, it's like they want to just live in this false reality and then write about it and tweet about it and live in this false reality. I don't know what that is. That is like some next level psychology right there to try to break down that mental illness. What's going on, John?
What's up, Owen? Hey, man, I just wanted to pop in real quick. I don't want to take up too much of your time. So two of the signs that were on the briefs that day, you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good.
So two of the signs that were on the briefs that day, that the smaller wood ones that I always bring out to Austin, we've been flying here in Houston as well. Thomas and I unloaded them at the back of my house the other day. They sat on the back of my patio under the carport for 2 days. I woke up this morning to a note from my neighbor who decided to destroy them, rip them up, and leave them in pieces on the back lawn, and then left a note with his unit number, his name, and saying I can knock on the door and he'll tell me how sorry he's not for destroying my signs, my property, vandalizing my property, my signs that I made, spend money on. Let this name, let this info. So I'll be filing a police report this afternoon as soon as this interview's done when I go home. And hopefully we'll get justice for my property and getting destroyed. And finally maybe somebody will get locked up and, you know, we'll just kind of keep y'all posted on it.
Hold on a second. This is incredible. Yeah, keep us posted on infocoms.org. I know that you post there. Hold on a second. First of all, guys. There's literally laws written in this country so that you don't have to incriminate yourself. This individual decided to put it all on record. So you're telling me he literally just gives his whole entire admittance of guilt in this note and his information.
First and last name.
So you're going to be filing a police report immediately.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Not because the signs are really worth that much money. That's not that big of a deal. I want to prove a point and let people know it's not okay to keep doing this kind of crap. We're tired of seeing it happen.
And here's the thing too. I'm seeing kind of a new leaf right now where police, and look, I understand where they're coming from. They don't want to file a bunch of paperwork. These people are basically like children or mentally ill people. And so it's like, you don't want to, you know, go through all these motions. But I think the police have reached a different point now where they realize, well, we have to go through these motions so that we're not doing this for the next 50 years with these people.
Yeah. A couple people get locked up. A couple people get thrown in jail for it. Maybe that'll send enough message through to stop some of the crime. Just a little bit of justice. That's all we're asking for. I don't even care about the property. Give them a fine, something. Anything's better than that.
Yeah, that's obstruction. And then did they not go on your private property, too?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of different things that this individual is guilty of.
Vandalism, trespassing, take your pick.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. All right, we've also, Pastor Sam has now found room in the InfoWars Army Houston compound. So what? I know you've got something to say.
The verse of the day yesterday is from Acts. Changing them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. And so you want to know why one side acts one way and the other side acts the other way. It's because there's power of darkness and there's the power of God. And we got to bring people to that awareness and that understanding. And, you know, there's a growing movement of Latinos for Trump. The president is here today on the outskirts of Houston. And hopefully we'll go show him some support. We got all the banners with us. So today's going to be another mission.
Yeah, yeah. The president's in San Antonio tomorrow, right?
Today. He's in Crosby, outside of Houston, Texas. It's just right across the ship channel.
Are you guys planning on going out there and showing support?
Yeah, buddy. We talked to Representative Kane, and hopefully we'll get some tickets to the private interview. This is one of the Latina candidates, Ava Rinero Pate. She is running for... who's our candidate that we hate, our incumbent? Sheila Jackson Lee.
Is that the cowboy hat, the Mad Hatter?
She's the crazy one that got on the airplane and said, you know who I am? I'm Sheila Jackson Lee. You're not going to give up my first class. Yeah, I'm not going to give up.
This woman treats every day like she's in the the center field for the Kentucky Derby or something, sipping on a mint julep.
Seriously, and Ava got more votes against her than any Republican ever. And Sheila Jackson Lee's been in since like 1990. It goes way back. So we're going to beat her because of this Latin groundswell. You know, the Democratic Party thinks that all the brown people are going to vote Democrat for 200 years, but it's not happening. They're coming around. They want to be conservative. They want to run their taco trucks and not get taxed and not get regulated out of business. And we're supporting them. Ava Rinero Pate is in that movement, and also Jamie Blanco is running for Pasadena City Council, District C, and that's happening. The election is in April. Early voting is in April. So everybody get out and support your Latin conservative candidates, Latinos for Trump.
Well, I want to give a big shout out to all you guys, if all you guys want to try to squeeze into the frame here before we go to break. I want to give a big shout-out to all you guys. You guys are always active, part of the InfoWars Army in Houston, InfoWars Army Austin, just InfoWars Army Texas in general. So big shout-out, big love to you guys. And you guys are constantly posting on the infocoms.org forum. And I constantly see you guys, too, when I do events here. So big love, big support. And I'm sure I'll be seeing you guys in not too long at the next event. So there they go from InfoWars Army Texas, InfoWars Army Austin, InfoWars Army Houston. And folks, look, I understand people get out and they do active stuff. And we want to bring you on air. We want to highlight it. We want to amplify it. So when you do activist stuff, film it, send it to us. We'll get you on air.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.